Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, we're looking at partly cloudy conditions and we'll have a high of about 73 degrees. Temperature-wise, Kenosha starting things out at 65, 68 in Burlington, Milwaukee 67, it is 66 degrees in Racine. A woman at a residence in the Racine County town of Norway revived by sheriff's deputies early this morning using the overdose drug Narcan, that after finding her barely breathing from a suspected heroin OD. The 25-year-old found in the bathroom of the residence unresponsive, 4 doses of Narcan administered, as well as rescue breathing until personnel from the rescue squad got there. Woman was then taken to Memorial Hospital of Burlington. At the scene, a news release says the deputies found a syringe and a substance that tested positive for heroin next to her. It was a strong odor of marijuana coming from a vehicle stopped by a Mount Pleasant police officer for speeding on Sunny Slope Drive yesterday afternoon. That led to the discovery of what a news release indicates was 183 grams of marijuana, 9 grams of cocaine, almost $1,000 in cash, and a semi-automatic handgun. The operator of the vehicle, 28-year-old Racine resident Cody Peacock, taken to the county jail on several charges. A passenger in the vehicle released without any charges. Nearly 2 months after she disappeared from her town of Dover home, there has been no sign of Lynn Rickard, despite a massive search effort that's involved more than 20 law enforcement agencies and dozens of volunteers. Now, the search has not been suspended, but Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmeling says it has been scaled back and likely will stay that way until at least the fall. Much of the area being searched, marshy, covered with tall cattails, which makes any ground search nearly impossible. It is hoped the area can become a little bit drier later in the year. The sheriff indicating that the area is still being searched by drones after he reached out to the public sector for help. Meanwhile, he says his department has used every resource it's had available trying to find the missing woman.
Boots on the ground, to thermal cameras, to drones, to horses, to cadaver dogs, to hard surface tracking dogs. We have looked at everything. We've leaned on the community. Call us if you've seen something. Call us. We have just literally exhausted every resource that we have, so we're just going back to what we know, and that is utilizing the drones, maybe looking at Mother Nature when the fall comes, maybe some of that foliage comes down, we might be able to get a better look in terms of where she may be.
Rickard apparently climbed out of a window at her home the early morning of June the 25th, possibly planning to go to the Kenosha area. She'd apparently done that before. She said the sheriff says that foul play is not suspected in her disappearance. Now, he doesn't know just how much the search effort has cost his department, but says it's really not about the money, but about bringing closure to the woman's family. Kenosha Beef International is recalling almost 4,000 pounds of beef patty products shipped to retail locations in 6 eastern states due to misbranding and undeclared allergen in the form of cheddar cheese plus an undeclared bacon. The bacon cheddar beef patty products produced June the 14th this year, EST425B is printed next to the sell-by date on the carton retail, as well as inside the USDA mark of inspection on the shipping case. Kenosha Beef getting 2 consumer complaints about the bacon cheddar beef patties not being labeled properly, but otherwise no reports of any adverse reactions. Well, like many facilities that have water and grass, Canadian geese congregating at Pritchard Park in Racine, causing a variety of problems that county officials would like to solve before the construction of the new S.C. Johnson Community Aquatic Center. At the county's Public Works, Parks, and Facilities Committee meeting, Julie Anderson, the county's Public Works and Development Services Director, said she was approached by the Root Pike Wind Group with a plan to seek a grant from the Fund for Lake Michigan. They might look to reshape the shoreline of the 2 ponds at Pritchard Park in an effort to discourage the geese. Anderson saying it's feared that the geese will land inside the fence area for the new aquatic facility if they can't be controlled in that area.
And next thing you know, you're going to have goose droppings all over inside where people might want to be sitting or laying in the sun on the grassed areas. And it just would be a mess. So this is an effort to clean things up.
At this point, it's unknown just how much the project would cost or if the Root Pike Wind is going to be awarded any grant money. But the committee did give preliminary approval to the project should that funding become available. Wisconsin gets a 3-year, $840,000 coastal resilience grant from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. WRJN's Janet Hoff says it's to help communities along Lake Michigan in this area reduce damage along the shoreline.
Governor Walker announced the grant, calling it crucial to the state's coastal communities and an excellent step toward repairing damage and preserving the coastline. High water levels, erosion, and coastal storms have impacted the bluffs, beaches, and harbor infrastructures along the lake. The funding will be used for a new project to support efforts to map the shoreline to improve hazard planning and provide guidance on options to protect coastal property. The project team will work with counties and municipalities in the Southeast region to plan and implement actions to reduce the impacts of coastal hazards. The University of Wisconsin Sea Grant Institute, the UW-Madison Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering, and the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission are partners in the project. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And the Racine Public Works Department says that some pump discharges on Ruby Avenue are behind icing and standing water problems documented in photographs submitted by Alderman Melissa Lemke, who also requested that the curb and gutter for two properties be replaced because of snowplow damage. City Engineer John Rooney telling the Public Works and Services Committee some pump discharge happens all over the city. In this case, the ice that formed and then standing water from a winter rain was not because of infrastructure problems. He explained the affected property owners would have a total bill of about $18,000 for the city to put in a drainage system for those sump pumps if they so desired.
That turns out to be about $82 a front foot assessment to the abutting property owners for those who would receive a benefit from that, who want to get that ice off the street from sump pump discharges. So if the committee is desirous of having this done, we need you to have us introduce a preliminary resolution to hold a public hearing so we could go through with this work.
The committee voted to receive and file the item. Alderman Lemke could be going back to her constituents with that option, or also having a contractor fix the end of their driveways and the city paying to include the curb and gutter section replacement. No word on specific locations, but Applebee's plans to close 105 to 135 restaurants nationwide. Parent company Dine Equity also saying that 20 to 25 IHOP restaurants around the country will be closed. A $12,000 budget transfer approved by the Racine County Board this week to fund a part-time assistant position for the Veterans Service Office. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave saying the county being proactive, given the uncertainty about federal funding when it comes to veteran services.
And ultimately, if we are potentially seeing cuts at the federal level regarding homeless vets and whatnot,
indications are that veterans, many more Vietnam-era veterans, going to become eligible for services. The additional position in the Veterans Service Office to be part-time the rest of this year, it could be designated full-time in next year's budget. Racine-based Modine Manufacturing Company yesterday announcing it terminated the public offering of common stock shares that had been announced for sale on Wednesday. Company put out a news release that indicated it was an assessment by management, but a company chief financial officer, Mick Lucarelli, stated flat out the face-off currently ongoing between President Trump and North Korea led Modine to call off that stock offering. La Crosse-based Marine Credit Union receives regulatory approval for its purchase of five Bank Mutual branches, including two in Racine and one in Kenosha. The Bank Mutual locations affected are on Green Bay Road in Kenosha and on South Green Bay Road and Douglas Avenue in Racine. More than 5 years since the project was originally announced, the final piece of financing needed to convert the former KYF building in downtown Kenosha into apartments was approved, and construction is now expected to get going soon. At this week's City Council meeting, Alderman approved an $800,000 loan through the city's home program. Alderman Daniel Prasansky supporting the project, while Alderman John Fox kept urging his colleagues to reject the project, citing a number of concerns like most of the apartments being set aside for low-income residents. Prasansky says that the building has been empty too long, noting the KYF welcomed residents of all income levels.
A historical building in our downtown is going to be repurposed and used for something that I think fits sort of the whole kind of idea of the KYF and that building that was there when I was a young person.
Alderman Anthony Kennedy expressing concerns, though, about the project. He says he hopes he's wrong on that.
We were looking at a different economic vibrancy in our community. We were looking at something, an economic situation that's much different than it is today. I don't know if this is still the right thing to do with that piece of property.
The project going to cost between $9 and $10 million, included 42 affordable housing units, 7 market rate units. And Racine's Pershing Park, June the 14th through the 17th next year, going to be hosting an event called Rock the Lake, for which organizer Ray Steibeck told the Park and Rec Board this week it's kind of a return to Harborfest, minus the financial troubles and a few other things. He explained how Pershing Park hosted lots of events in past years, Harborfest among them, but he wants to recapture the family atmosphere that kind of disappeared over time.
They moved it to Festival Park, and then it really became just kind of live music and drinking. And I think the community aspect of it and the family aspect of it kind of went away. So bring it back. You know, obviously the beer and the live music is a big part of it. But I'd like to bring the carnival back. I'd like to get a lot of the local restaurants, bars, retail stores, kind of stuff in the community, you know, to come down.
He envisions a carnival on the south end of Pershing Park, vendors north of that, the music venue, plus beer and wine garden within the fenced-in soccer area for control purposes. As far as the music, Steibeck says he's not going to be extreme with it, but local blues and jazz, mild hip-hop, rock, what he calls something to appease everybody. Also said he's going to work on the UW marching band. The Park and Rec Board's unanimous support for Rock the Lake again next June. Several thank yous given to Steibeck for his efforts. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. Also throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.